Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Today, we're going to introduce you to another Radio Bostonian, one of the people in our series of ordinary people doing not-so-ordinary things. Meet Tricia Smith. She's an MIT-trained civil engineer who spent years working at Cambridge design firms. But Smith also had a thing for farm animals, especially goats. So she ditched her high-tech career and, with her husband, created Carlisle Farmstead Cheese, a goat farm and dairy. Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert headed out to the farm to spend time with Tricia Smith and her 12 goats.
Since the sun is going down, Tricia Smith starts our tour of the goat farm right away. A young female goat, Lily, waits for us just on the other side of the gate.
Everybody knows this is about the time in the evening where we start evening chores. And chores for me first involve tidying up both barns, feeding anybody that's not milking, and then we do milking.
As we walk towards the barn, Leah and Meg are play fighting on rocks. They're quickly distracted by the visitors, and soon there's a trail of goats following us.
So everybody will come up to the barns with us. They're anticipating stuff happening.
Come on, ladies.
And there are quite a few ladies. Meg and Ellie and Leah and Lily.
This time they're normally breaking from afternoon siesta, and typically they're kind of keeping their eye open for me. And if Marketplace comes on the radio, they know I'm, like, really late getting to chores. I swear, they know the programs. It's true.
Tricia didn't get into goat farming until she was 46. Maybe there's a genetic component. Her father grew up on a dairy farm.
You know, his family never had cash in the house. You know, we didn't hear about this growing up because my dad was kind of ashamed of it.
Tricia went to college and eventually started down the long road to a doctorate in anthropology. But then she stopped at her master's.
I decided rather than observing what people do, I'd rather do more, and so I re-educated myself as an engineer.
So she studied civil engineering at MIT, worked for various design firms, and then decided to leave it all behind for the goats.
What I like about what I'm doing now, it has everything in it. It has craft, it has science, it has care.
Back in the barn, we're surrounded by pregnant goats, including Leah. I feel terrible for her.
Why? Because she's wide. She's quite happy.
Painful. It looks like, you know, her body can barely contain this baby.
Leah carries just a really wide, sloppy pregnancy.
And she's carrying one right now.
I think she's probably carrying two or three.
We walk over to the milking parlor. It's a cozy, spotless room with a few pails and a wooden bench. Goats take turns getting milked.
They're all hand-milked.
They're all hand-milked.
Okay, talk to me about how long this takes.
It depends on whether the doe thinks it's a social occasion.
It can take a while, but Tricia enjoys this part. And so do her does. Then it's time to walk to the buck barn and meet the boys.
At the manger, on your left, is Adair. And Adair is from Maine. And
Hello. He's
2 years younger than Artaro. And then next to Adair is his son, Bertram, who is a yearling. But he's a really big guy.
As they chomp on their feed, I find out that they really like the ladies.
They're kind of incorrigible flirts.
Okay, guys, you can have Marketplace back.
We'll host a weekly conference call for current and former students.
We leave the boys behind and walk to the dairy where Tricia makes her goat cheese. She combines the evening's milk and the morning's milk and then lets the curd formation begin.
My cheese making is really compacted into like a 2-hour window of the day, which makes this very manageable.
So you make cheese every day?
I make cheese every day.
5 days a week or 7 days a week?
Seven.
Tricia is proud of her equipment. She designed a vat pasteurizer herself because commercial cheesemaking equipment is too big for her small herd. Trisha walks me through the complicated process of making cheese, and eventually, we get to the best part.
Oh, look how gorgeous.
This fridge basically has cheeses in it that are getting ready to market.
Trisha sells her cheeses to local markets in the Boston area. One of her best-selling is called Ada's Honor, after her very first doe, Ada.
She was just a really strong lady, strong-willed, and I just learned a lot from her. I still miss her.
Before we head back to the barn, Trisha starts filling a pail with hot water. Apparently, the ladies like to drink it in the milk room.
So I always carry a bucket of hot water up for them.
Now, do they know their names?
Oh, yes, indeedy. And they're telling me that I have to start thinking more carefully when I name, because Ellie had a problem when Alice was born, and Leah has a problem with Lily. It's very handy because when I finish milking one doe, I can just say, Meg, it's your turn, and she'll be at the milkroom door when I need her. Of course, Kate, the new milker, may be at the door too, but they know.
Just 2 weeks ago, the Smiths moved their animals to their new farm in Hardwick. And the latest addition? Her name is Claire.
That was Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert. To see a slideshow from Jessica's visit to Carlisle Farmstead Cheese, visit WBUR's food blog at publicradiokitchen.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.